I think in most cases, either the hotel does or doesn't. You know, there have been exceptions made, and Angela in our office has done a really good job in some instances where a hotel normally doesn't take a pet, finding just the right lady who is a big Benji fan from the past and wooing her and getting it to happen. But in most cases, like the, you know, we're in the Lowe's Hotel at this moment, and they have a pet program nationally, and they are a very pet-friendly hotel. Marriott, I don't think, is national with it, but several of the Marriotts now, and Westin is also doing the same thing, and it's kind of becoming even a competitive issue amongst some of them, is who can be the friendliest, you know, pet friendliest hotel. So, but there's still some that absolutely not, under no circumstances will that, you know, will they take one. The biggest problem is that she has an abandonment problem, because she was abandoned once, and when she's at home, she's fine, because we have other dogs and cats, and we leave, and, you know, they're in their crates and everything's fine. But when we're out on the road in strange places, we can't leave her in a hotel room, because she just goes berserk. She's afraid she's going to be abandoned again. So that makes eating interesting in some of the restaurants. A lot more of the restaurants than the hotels, you know, won't let a dog come in, and even as well behaved as she is, sit under the table and be quiet and that sort of thing. So there's a lot of room service when we're out on the road. But we have found that, you know, if I put her in the shoulder bag and ease into a restaurant, set that down under the table, nobody ever knows the difference. She's been sitting here the whole time we've been talking, and just that's the way she is. You know, she's very calm and laid back and docile and never causes a stir, and is the brightest and most intuitive Benji that we've ever had.